Okay, firstly to all the listeners of Radio Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We start by praising Almighty Allah and sending salutations and blessings to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib, what can I tell you? You know, as soon as the Hurricane Matthew ripped through Haiti, subhanallah, with speeds of up to 145 miles per hour, as soon as we received the news, our teams, we did Mashwira with our office in South Africa, and Allahu Akbar, we were told to discharge and go to, on the ground to Haiti and support the people there. Now, our team members have been there for days and days, and mashallah, they are doing what they can to help those people who have lost absolutely everything. You know, they say Haiti, one of the world's most poorest countries, and over 1,000 people have been killed by the hurricane. And subhanAllah, our team members currently, when I spoke to them this morning, today alone, they've been delivering up to 4,000 food parcels to those that have been affected, mashallah. And, you know, the work is continuous. But, Mufti Sahib, the most important thing is that all the listeners as well, we turn to Allah, we make du'as, Allah protects us, and Allah makes it easy for all those who are suffering right now on the ground.
Perhaps you can give us insight. You know, from the moment a decision is taken that we're going to deliver aid to this particular country that has been affected by a misfortune or whatever it is, then what takes place in giving us insight into what happens in a organization like Al Imdad in terms of mobilizing the individuals, the people that are going over, what sort of aid do they take with them? Do you immediately get in touch with organizations on that side so you work in combination or in coordination with others on that side? How do these things pan out?
Gee, it depends, Mufti Sahib, on the country and the situation itself. However, as you know, the Al Imdad Foundation is recognized by the United Nations, and we work closely with government. So until the declaration is not made that we need to go, we do not move. But subhanAllah, as soon as a disaster like this takes place, charities and organizations, NGOs are required to support. And Al Imdad Foundation is always at the forefront. And mashallah, you know, a good few years ago, I don't know if you remember, but our very own Gary Ziad Patel was in Haiti when the earthquake struck.
Yes.
And the people, even today, from our team members, what they were saying is they still remember the Al Imdad Foundation and the support that was provided all them years ago. So he tells us that, you know, when we help people, no matter what background they're from, no matter what religion, what faith, the main thing is whoever you help, they will never forget that. And Allahu Akbar, we can tell you as well that initially when the aid was provided for Haiti over a week ago, we only collected sadaqah and lillah funds as we weren't sure whether Muslims were affected. But yesterday with the help of Allah, we have identified 36 families in the location of Jeremy whose homes have been torn apart. So subhanAllah, we are looking at rebuilding homes for these families, and now alhamdulillah, we are also collecting zakat funds as well. So it's only after research that we've identified these families, and inshallah, with the help of our listeners, with the help of all those around the world, our supporters, inshallah, we will be able to make a difference.
Speaking to you, the team members, what reports have they given of you know, how things have unfolded with the hurricane itself when it struck, and the extent of the devastation?
You know, Mufti Sahib, it's for us it's hard to imagine, but those on the ground are giving us feedback. The power of Almighty Allah is something we need to always remember. You know, for Almighty Allah, it takes a second for anything to happen. He says, kun fayakun, and this is it. We, alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate in the countries that we live in that Almighty Allah has given us everything. Certain countries may have an earthquake, after a few years have a hurricane, after a few years have a tsunami, disasters upon disasters, and only those that go through these turmoil, these disasters, know what it feels like. So may Allah protect us all, first of all, And may Allah give us all the ability to turn to Him at all times. You know, from the information provided by the team members, it's like, you know, it's like an earthquake where all of a sudden the trees have been uprooted, the people have lost their homes, there's flooding everywhere. The wind has caused such disaster, and the biggest problem at the moment, Mufti Sahib, is cholera, an infectious disease, subhanAllah, which is spreading. And over 500 people have already been reported to have been affected by this. So what the Al Imdad Foundation teams are doing at the moment with the food parcels are providing water purification kits. And this is very important, water purification kits, to make sure that the people are drinking safe, clean water. And these tablets that we provide will, inshallah, prevent cholera from spreading. So with the food parcels, we have to always bear in mind the situation on the ground. So we are also providing the purification kits as well. And if anybody does want to contribute towards the food parcels or purification kits, you may contact the Al Imdad Foundation offices there, and inshallah, they will be able to support you as well.
What's the general living conditions in Haiti? Are people living in formal homes, informal settlements? You alluded to the fact that it's one of the most impoverished countries in the world.
It is one of the world's most poorest countries, and you know, it's you know, like the slums that you have. Many of the residents are residing in areas of that. Many had bricked homes, but unfortunately, with the hurricane that's taken place, from the team members on the ground that have said that there's destruction upon destruction. And just to give you an idea, to rebuild a home for one of the Muslim families, it will cost £5,000, which equates to around 86,000 rands. 86,000 rands to build a home, which tells you that the homes won't be very big, but it's suitable for them to live a life. So, you know, if anybody does want to rebuild a home, this is also an option. Remember, we only have 36 families, Muslim families, that need help. So if anybody does want to build a home for them, it would cost 86,000 rands, and the Al Imdad Foundation will be able to reconstruct the homes, inshallah.
And then in terms of conditions after the earthquake that did take place, has there been any feedback in terms of how the country has developed? Has some sort of normality returned before this second calamity had struck?
From the residents, the feedback received was the lives were back to normal after the earthquake, and the families were living normally, peacefully, and the homes were rebuilt, the structures were rebuilt. But all of a sudden, Mufti Sahib, when a situation, when a disaster takes place, like a hurricane, it just totally rips the whole country apart. And, you know, these people will have to rebuild. It reminds me, Mufti Sahib, of the recent flooding that took place here in the UK in December of last year. The country itself, just to give you an example, the UK built flood defences over 10 years ago. To prevent flooding from happening. But, subhanAllah, when Almighty Allah wants rain to fall and it's continuous, the flood defenses, the human-built structures, have no power whatsoever. So, you know, even the flood defenses here were ripped apart. So, you know, the local countries, the local governments will try and do what they want. But with the situation, with disasters such as hurricanes or earthquakes, you know, nobody's prepared. We make dua to Almighty Allah that He protects us and He makes it easy for all those suffering around the world. And the most important thing out of all this is that, you know, all of us need to turn to Allah and do istighfar. Because of our situation, because of our condition, because of the actions that we do, Allah Almighty is putting these conditions around the world. Wherever we look today, wherever we look, you know, our brothers and sisters are suffering around the world. Yet, do we change ourselves? This is the question we need to ask. Are we improving our lives? Are we turning to Allah? Are we fulfilling more sunnahs in our daily lives, you know? I think it's a time of realization. And, you know, may Allah give us the ability to turn to Him, to seek forgiveness at all times, and to follow the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What are some of the other fronts on which the Al Imdad Foundation, and in particular the Al Imdad UK, are doing work for the Syrian refugees in Europe? What work is being done for them?
Gee, alhamdulillah, you know, the Syrian conflict, 6 years now with this happened, it's not getting any better. But with the help of Allah, the Al Imdad Foundation are making a difference. Currently, operations are in our countries such as Jordan. We're also helping the Syrian refugees in Lebanon, in Turkey. In Europe at the moment, we are helping the Syrian refugees in Greece, providing halal food to 4,500 refugees who are stuck in Lesbos, Greece. Now, over a year ago, when we were in Lesbos, Greece, unfortunately, they weren't being provided halal food. And unfortunately, the missionaries were sending leaflets, documents to the refugees, which was quite a shame. You know, when people are suffering and in difficult situations, and then they receive literature such as what they received, it's very, very difficult. But alhamdulillah, as soon as the Al Imdad Foundation realized that this was taking place, we moved, and alhamdulillah, even today, the halal meals are being distributed. We are providing anything that the refugees require in these camps. And alhamdulillah, the work is continuous. And inshallah, we will be doing some programs in South Africa after the 28th, 29th of this month, inshallah. And I'll be there as well. And we'll be discussing more regarding the refugee crisis and how we can all still try and help our brothers and sisters. And also in the UK, Mufti Saab, the Al Imdad Foundation teams are looking after refugee families who have crossed over into the UK. So not only providing food supplies to them, but also providing the madrasa education for the children and trying to help them in whatever way we can. So whichever country the refugees are, the Al Imdad Foundation are doing what we can to help those in need when it matters the most.
Alhamdulillah. As a closing comments, would you like to share any of the details, anyone wanting to contribute to any of the projects?
To all the listeners out there, first of all, Jazakallah for listening to us and giving us the opportunity, especially to Radio Islam. I would like to say to each and everyone, nowadays with the power of social media and the news that's out there, all the live updates from Haiti or anywhere around the world are on our social media channels. You can go to the Al Imdad Foundation Twitter, Facebook pages or the Al Imdad UK. Alhamdulillah, the offices around the world of the Al Imdad Foundation work hand in hand, work together. So you can follow any of our social media feeds and you'll get updated. To donate towards any of these projects, kindly visit alimdad.com. or alimdad.co.uk, and call the South African offices on 0861 786 243. That's 0861 786 243. And I would urge our listeners out there to try and at least support these Muslim families who have lost their homes. You know, 86,000 rand that you'll be providing a family with a new home and a new life, inshallah. And you know, the du'as that these people will give you, you will see the fruits of this in this life and in the hereafter. A beautiful hadith comes to mind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said to the nearest, meaning the best of mankind are those who benefit mankind. Together, inshallah, we can take part, benefit our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world. And inshallah, you know, we do what we can. This life is very short. This life is very short. Today we're here, tomorrow we may not be. Let's do what we can. Let's give in sadaqah, and these contributions we make will benefit us in the account of the hereafter. So let's do what we can. Jazakallah once again to Radio Islam. And Mufti Saab, please remember us in your du'as.
We certainly need your du'as, undoubtedly. And we compliment you and the team and all those associated and affiliated with Al Imdad for being at the forefront of delivering aid to Muslims and non-Muslims across the globe. And really, in this climate of Islamophobia and where the name of Islam is being tarnished, the Muslims have been in the forefront of delivering aid. That's really enhanced the name of Islam. May Allah reward you all abundantly and take you all from strength to strength.
I mean, Jazakallah Mufti. So, and you know, I think what you just touched on there, we're helping regardless of race, religion, creed or culture, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, in today's day and age, it's very, very important that we do what we can, no matter who's affected. You know, no matter what background, it's important we show the true teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you know, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was here today, he would be first to go and help the people of Haiti or wherever there's a need. And this is what we need to do. And inshallah, we can show the true Islam through our character and manners. And alhamdulillah, this is what the Al-Imdad Foundation is doing around the world. Jazakallah once again, Mufti Saab. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Hafiz Abdul Samad from the Al-Imdad UK speaking to us about the aid that has been delivered to the people of Haiti.